over time, I would have just thought, that's nothing. But these things began to stack. So, you know, so I had the strange sensation, had the toys, you know, going off on their own, changing the batteries, and it's still happening. And then strange noises begin to escalate. Like I said, the house always felt like it was buzzing and, you know, it would make noises, but it seemed to get louder, seemed to become much more frequent. And at a certain point, my son, and as you said, you know, about a three-year-old, you know, they don't want to be in their room by themselves. But he became adamant that he would no longer go in his room by himself. And he wanted to stay with us and sleep with us, you know, at night. And, you know, there's one point where it was frightening enough, you know, his reaction to the room, that I just said, you know what? That was kind of a tipping point and a turning point for me where I thought, okay.
Something's going on.
The
book is Holy Ghosts, How a Not-So-Good Catholic Boy Became a Believer in Things That Go Bump in the Night. The events we're discussing start unfolding in March of 2007. And it's right about that time that you saw your first shadow person.
Yeah.
That's what we call them on the show, shadow people. And it's a kind of a well-documented phenomena.
Yeah. In 2007, you know, it still even amazes me. The things that kind of went on in here, which was, when I was a kid, I would have a recurring dream actually, where there would be dark figure, really, really dark round eyes. I would wake up from a dream, or I would just wake up, and this thing would be in my room, and I would, you know, and I would see it. And as soon as I saw it or I noticed it, it noticed me, and it would walk over or just kind of move over and then press me down into the bed. And I would struggle to breathe, and I would struggle, and it was just a struggle. And I would freak out, too. And I would tell my parents about about the dream or whatever it was that was happening, and they would just say, even my mom would say, it's just a nightmare, it's just a bad dream. You know, these things happen. 2007. A few weeks after these events start happening in my son's room, you know, I switched beds with my son because I needed to get up for work, and he was very, like, restless. So he went to go stay with my wife in our room, and I took his bed.
Sure.
And
slept in your kid's room. I've done it 500,000 times myself.
And it's just, you know, you needed to get up for work, and, you know, and just you just do it. And all of a sudden, I feel this, you know. So I'm sleeping, and I think I wake up, and and I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty confident that I'm awake. And I could see the light from the bathroom, you know, into the hallway, and this dark figure just moves into the light and is standing there in the doorway, and I feel that, you know, horrible, you know, just penetrating deep sensation, is just as if something is pushing like through your lungs into the bed. And and while that's going on, it's frightening as all heck, but I think I was having flashbacks to when I was a kid, and I just remember calling out to God, you know, to help me, and it was like this snap, and I just, you know, felt okay. But even when I, after this presence had disappeared, my son's electric cars had switched on. So presence, you know, that horrible crushing feeling, and then I invoke God, and then it disappears and is replaced with the sound of this electric race car thing that my son had in his room. And I was just terrified, and laid in his bed, in my son's bed, and couldn't move. And I'm just hearing this race car thing just race and race and race. And at a certain point, the fear turned to anger and frustration. And I yelled out, you know, cut it out. And it stopped. And I just laid there and, you know, thought, what the heck is going on here?